Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I am not telling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It will take just a few minutes. Before we begin, to make sure we speak to all ages, can you please tell us what is the year of your birth?
1973.
Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic,
Black,
Latino,
African
or
American.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country in general. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Unsatisfied.
Okay, just somewhat or very satisfied?
Unsatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person, just tell us, okay? And we'll go on the next one. The first one, Team Scott. How would you rate Team Scott from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Ron DeSantis from 0 to 10?
0.
Joe Biden?
A 7.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republicans in Congress in general?
0.
Brian Kemp? From 0 to 10?
A 3.
And Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
A 7.
7. Thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Again, from 0 to 10, please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. And a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Which number?
A 5.
5, okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Again, from 0 to 10. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
2.
2. Okay. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat less powerful.
Somewhat less. And we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means 10. There's a 50-50 chance, and 10 means you definitely will vote, okay?
10.
And will you say, yes, 10. And will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
A great deal. And if the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
And now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president? Gotten better, stayed about the same, or gotten worse?
About the same.
About the same. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50%. And I'm going to read you a short list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the climate change, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Student loan debt, from 0 to 10, how important?
7.
Healthcare?
10.
Reducing racism and discrimination? 0 to 10?
8.
8. Abortion access, from 0 to 10?
10.
And jobs and wages?
10.
10, okay. And now I'm going to read you a short list of issues, and I want you to rate again each of them on a scale from 0 to 10. In this case, 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. The first one is climate change, from 0 to 10. Definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priority, or definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
7.
7. Climate change?
I thought you just asked that.
I'm sorry?
Did you just answer that?
No, climate change, from 0 to 10? For 9, sir?
A 7.
And healthcare, from 0 to 10?
A 6.
6. Reducing racism and discrimination?
A 3.
Abortion access?
2.
And jobs and wages, from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. And for each law, please just tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first law, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. That impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
It impacted my life a great deal.
Then the last two. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. That impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
It impacted my life somewhat.
Okay. And is that a fair amount, correct? Not a great deal, just a fair amount?
A fair amount.
Okay. And the last one, the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or that has no impact in your life. Okay? Thank you. And now we're 70% of the survey is basically the last part. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. And we're almost done, okay? I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. And please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it is extremely convincing reasons to vote in November 2024. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reasons to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10 again. And the first one is, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He passed policies that support us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. From zero to ten, how convincing was that?
Eight.
And the last two? The last one. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to vote in 2024?
About a 6.
6, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you did not, but let me ask you again. I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, a lot of power or no power at all?
A lot of power.
Is that a 10?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said 2, sir. From 0 to 10, I would say it's 7.
Okay, 7. And we know it's a little way off, but as you stand now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local offices? Again, using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you definitely will not vote, and 10 definitely will vote, okay? And will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
And if the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair fight, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Great deal.
Local Board of Elections.
Great deal.
New Georgia Project.
Decided.
Or never heard of. New Georgia
never
Project.
Heard of. Okay. Never heard of.
And what about People's Agenda? Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not all? Or never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Fair Count? Are you familiar with Fair Count? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or you don't trust them at all? Fair Count. Or never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay, and the last three. Secretary of State. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
A fair about.
And pro-Georgia? Are you familiar with pro-Georgia? Or never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
And the last one, Black Voters Matter. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Thank you. And these next few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
A, heterosexual.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Permanently disabled.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine. And, or stop me when I get the right category. Is less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $34,000, between
$35,000.
Okay, thank you. And finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. And would you like to serve as Georgia Knowledge Expert?
Okay.
Okay. And what is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
Angelique@hotmail.com. So that's
I'm sorry. Can you repeat from the beginning? I don't understand the second letter. Just the letter, please. Just the letter. The first
I'm
letter.
I'm telling you the letter,
A.
And you got the first letter is A. The second letter is Ed.
Ed. Give me a word with that letter, please.
I've given it to you. You're not listening. Nancy. Next. Deal.
So, D. D. Like dinosaur, correct? A, D.
Ed. A, Ed. Ed, Ed.
Like.
The letter after Eb.
Oh, okay. So. A, D, E. Is that correct?
Nope.
A, D, B?
A, Ed.
Yeah, I don't really understand the second letter. I'm sorry.
Do you know the name Nancy?
Daisy?
Nancy.
That's
Deal. Next. Yes. All of those things start with the letter Ed.
Etsy, like B-E-B-S-I. Is that correct?
Nope. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-M, Ed. Ed. Ed.
I'm sorry, I don't really understand the letter. Give me one word with the second letter, please.
I'll keep giving you the word. I even just did the alphabet for you.
Okay, but the first letter was A, correct?
That's correct.
And the second letter, it's...
Ed.
Just F.
Ed.
Ed. And tell me the word with the letter, please.
Deed.
That's the word?
Deed. Dex.
Dex. Dex is the word.
Yes, Dex.
Dex is the word. Okay, so the Dex. Letter is D. D like dinosaur.
Do.
No.
Do.
So give me another word with that letter, because I don't understand the word dicks or the...
Do you know the alphabet? Do you know the alphabet?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let's go over the alphabet again. A,
please.
B,
yes.
C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, Ed. The letter after Ebba. Ed. The letter before O.
Okay, so the N, like no?
Yes.
Okay, N like no. A
yes.
And N. A, N. And
yes.
The third letter?
G. Like
G.
George.
Like George, okay. And the fourth letter?
E. Like Edward.
Okay.
L. Like
okay,
lamb.
Angel. Okay. I have the word angel right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I. Like ice cream.
Okay. Angel Lee.
Yes. C. Like Charlie.
Okay.
So you have A, Ed, G, E, L, I, C.
I have angelic.
Yes.
Okay. And the last
one? S like Sam.
I'm sorry? Angelic?
S, yes. Angelic. And then the next word is S like Sam.
S like, yeah, like.
Swim. Here. Yes. Yes.
Angelic.
Angelic. I like ice. I like ice.
Okay.
M. Like Michael. M like Michael.
Like bicycle?
Michael. Like Michael Jackson?
Oh, Michael Jackson. Okay.
Michael.
Angelic
another
Queen.
M like Michael.
Angelic.
Yes.
Queen.
Yes.
The next one?
M like Michael.
Another M?
Yes.
Okay. Double M.
O.
O.
Like Oscar.
Okay.
N. Like no.
N. Like no.
Yes.
Angelic Simon.
Yes.
Okay.
Last letter S. Like seal.
S. Angelic
S
Simon.
Like yes.
With
Angelic
M.
Simon. Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. I'm sorry. And what is the... That's all?
Yes. Email? At... Yes. At Hotmail.
Hotmail.
Dot com.
Okay.
Yes.
It's Hotmail. So I will repeat you that the email, it's letter by letter by me. Okay? If you have any word that is not in the Gmail, please tell me, because I'm going to send that $10 to another email. So... I will tell you the email letter by letter, okay? I have
okay.
A like apple, N like no, G like gel, E like elephant, L like lime, I like ice cream, C like comb, S, I, M, another M like mom, O, N, and the last letter is S.
That's correct.
Hotmail.com. Okay. Angelic Simmons with double M.
Yes.
Just let me... Okay, and how do you prefer to be contacted? Landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Text message.
Okay. And this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and again, thank you for your help and for your patience. And thanks again for your time. And have a great day.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.